Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
And that leads perfectly into Ray Kaplan, who is probably shouting the answer through the telephone while I had her on hold. Ray Kaplan, FinancialRelief.com. Hey, Ray, how are you doing?
Hey, John, I'm great. How are you?
Good. I guess that shouldn't be a surprise, right? Gen Z is paying now, and Gen X is paying for their kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk a little bit about this. I think it kind of went under the wire a little bit or under the radar. On Friday, there was a decision by Amy Coney Barrett of the Chicago Supreme Court. And this was the second such decision she's made, essentially rejecting the claim to stop the Biden loan forgiveness. It doesn't mean that this fight is dead. It just means that they're not going to intervene right away. Is that your read on this?
Well, right. This is yet another lawsuit. This one was filed by something called the PLF, which is the Pacific Legal Foundation, which is essentially a conservative legal group representing Indiana residents. And I think that the basis for the lawsuit is that Indiana is one of the states that will tax federal student loan forgiveness. So if you get the Biden loan forgiveness, Indiana will make you pay state income taxes on the amount of loans forgiven. And so on that basis, they filed a lawsuit asking the court, and the lawsuit was thrown out, but then they appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court to have the Biden loan forgiveness stopped while and asking for an injunction. And the court, the Supreme Court denied their request, which I, in my opinion, my legal opinion is that that is the correct result, because I know, John, you and I have talked about this before, that really the right remedy for taxpayers who disagree with the administration's policies is not to litigate all those issues necessarily, but your remedy is at the ballot box. It's
right
to vote the administration out of office, because otherwise we would have to constantly be litigating everything that an administration does that one group or another group disagrees with.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. I'm not a legal expert, but I play one Saturday afternoons from 1 to 3 here on WGN. But Ray, were they suing based on the tax situation in Indiana to try and show some harm had been done to them or potentially? Because I know that's been one of the reasons why judges have said there's nothing here, because what you're not harmed by it. What's your case? Why are you bringing this?
Right. Exactly right. So the issue has been that these plaintiffs don't really have standing. In other words, the court system is there to adjudicate cases and controversies between parties and to address wrongs that happen to you or if you're injured in some way. And so the plaintiffs here are asserting, much like the other tax groups, that they will be injured or harmed in some way by the actions of the administration. And the court found that that's actually not the case. That's not enough to convey. Taxpayer standing is a really, really tiny, there's only a very narrow way to get taxpayer standing if you want to disagree with something that the administration is doing. You don't automatically have standing just because you're a taxpayer who has a disagreement with something the administration is doing, or even if you potentially will lose money because of something that the administration is doing.
Yeah, and we talked about, while these challenges are going, and I assume there'll be more, to, if you're curious, still continue to fill out that form, right? And I imagine the numbers have been going through the roof.
Oh, yes. Millions of people have filled out that form, and it's at studentaid.gov. And it doesn't hurt you to fill out the form, because there is a freezing of the Biden loan forgiveness in place right now, because there's another lawsuit that was actually appealed to the Eighth Circuit for an injunction also on Biden's loan forgiveness. And we're expecting a ruling on that any day now. But I expect that that's also going to fail, as all of these lawsuits do. But we'll see. My prediction is that the Biden loan forgiveness is going to go through, whether we love it, whether we hate it, whether it's the right thing to do, wrong thing to do. Those are all political questions. But I do think it's ultimately going to survive these challenges. But if you do want to apply for it, the time is to go on now and go to studentaid.gov. It's a really simple very simple application.
Studentaid.gov. We're talking with Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com. The phone number, 312-294-8989. 312, the Tri-State Tollway, Dicka Dicka, stolen from John Williams. That's how you reach Ray. And I guess, you know, if people are bummed out, maybe they missed out on this, they're not going to get it, they consolidated and went private or something, some scenario in which they do not qualify. Who should be calling you? Is it just anyone that has a lot of debt and, you know, is upset about it? Is it someone that maybe worked in a public sector job? Like, who can you help out that the Biden, or even if they did get help from the Biden administration, they still may be entitled to more help?
Oh, yeah, John. I mean, we can help so many people, whether or not you have private student loans, federal student loans. We've gotten over $5 million in loans forgiven just using the federal statute to apply for forgiveness for our clients who have federal student loans and didn't know they were eligible for forgiveness. The biggest thing that we run into is people listening and thinking, oh, this probably doesn't apply to me. It probably does apply to you because this is all under the Higher Education Act. People are just, you know, just as I was before I started doing this years ago, very unaware of all the ways to get your loans forgiven, especially if you've retired or if you work in the public sector, if you've ever worked in the public sector. And there are some really exciting new things coming down the pike also that the Biden administration is rolling out, new income-driven payment plans that can lower your monthly payment. You know, I hear from clients all the time when they call us for their initial consultation, I've been paying these student loans since the 90s. Help me. My payments always go up and my loan balance goes up. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And most of the time, we can not only lower that payment for you, but oftentimes actually get rid of the loan altogether. And excuse me, they're also rolling out a new income-driven payment option where you're actually going to get credit towards forgiveness for periods of forbearance that you took years ago. Mm. So if you're scheduled to have your loans forgiven in 20 or 25 years and you think that you're, you know, very far away from that, we might be able to actually get you much, much closer to that end date. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. Just give us a call because 9 times out of 10, we can help you.
Oh, and that's your slogan on the website. There's light ahead. Okay. You made a nice little tie in there. Financialrelief.com is the website, 312-294-8989. Ray, always good to talk to you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Thanks so much, John. Anytime.